This house was built for the family of John Wright Stanley near the end of the war in the early 1780s, at a later stop on our tour. During the Revolution, Stanley owned a privateer fleet, government-sanctioned pirates, and an import business that provided vital supplies to the Continental armies. A British corps occupied Wilmington in January 1781. When the main British army in the South, under Lieutenant General Lord Charles Cornwallis, joined it in April, Stanley figured he would become a target. He, his family, and their household goods boarded two ships and fled to Philadelphia. It was a good decision. Their home at the time on Front Street, along with his warehouses, were destroyed by British troops in a raid described later. Making things worse, the ship with the family's property was caught by British blockaders. The Stanleys came back the next year with the war still on and moved into another home while this was built at its original location. The local tradition holds that Washington stayed in the house during his visit. There is no evidence to support or deny this. Washington's diary does not specify. A war-related story about him visiting a specific tree is untrue. Continue up George Street to the next house and go to the next audio clip.